Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Work has stopped in Delnard County in a road widening project along the Smith River Canyon. A federal judge has stopped road construction in the Smith River Canyon until at least November. Caltrans has been working on a river widening project in the Smith River Canyon, but environmental groups went to court to stop the project because of potential harm to salmon and endangered species. Jeff Miller for the Center for Biological Diversity said the court agrees that it is in the public interest to stop construction. Caltrans is widening highways 197 and 199 through the river in Delnard County. The environmental groups charged that coho salmon habitats could be damaged by the use of large trucks on narrow access roads. They say that the state has not adequately reviewed the environmental impact of the $26 million project. A federal court judge in San Francisco has set a court date for November 19th. Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough has authored two bills regarding county fairs and horse racing that have strong support in the legislature. The first bill would see the appointment of two assembly members to the fair board in an effort to better represent the interests of the cities and towns that hold horse races each summer. Chesbrough said in a statement that the horse racing board makes critical decisions related to the viability and allocation of racing dates, and that it makes sense the legislature should have a role in making decisions that affect their communities. The second bill would require the fair board to prepare economic analysis prior to making decisions about changes to the horse racing calendar so that the local communities are aware of the financial impact those decisions will have. There's a lot to be said about the notion of knowing where your food comes from, and there's a certain satisfaction in knowing you produce the food on your table. Inmates at the county jail know that feeling as well. Inmates serving sentences in the jail can, under certain circumstances, use work to reduce their sentences, and one of the places they can work is the department's farm in Fortuna. There, inmates raise hogs, tend gardens, and even herd cattle in an effort to provide food for the jail, as Undersheriff Bill Hansel explains.
But we do have a farm in Fortuna where we raise hogs, and the hogs are used to create basically meat for our jail. And also there's a garden there where we grow vegetables, and we have cattle. For the first time in the last couple of years, we started getting cattle. So we have about 20 or so that are out there, and it's going to get bigger. And we're looking at expanding that jail farm.
The farm is one avenue inmates can use to work down their sentences. The other is more well known, the sheriff's work alternative program called SWAP.
Right now we have, in lieu of someone serving time in jail, they can opt to be in our SWAP program, the sheriff work alternative program. They can spend 8 hours a day, and that's credit for one day served. And they can serve that time either splitting wood at our woodlot, which is a benefit for our seniors, or they spend time in the community doing various cleanup projects.
The SWAP crews are used by other jurisdictions for cleanup projects, including the city of Eureka, which recently renewed a contract for SWAP teamwork within the city. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. June 7th will officially become Lemonade Day in Humboldt County as the Board of Supervisors approves a resolution introduced by Supervisor Virginia Bass. Lemonade Day is an effort to get children involved in the basics of running a business and encourages residents to either get busy selling or get busy buying lemonade from a local entrepreneur. And May is also Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the supervisors will note that May is also Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the supervisors note that with a proclamation urging county residents to share the road with motorcyclists. The CHP will focus on motorcycle traffic safety this month in an effort to educate the public and enforce traffic safety laws. And the supervisors are also urging residents to participate in the National Letter Carriers Food Drive that'll take place on Saturday. The event is hosted with Food for People and is an effort to stamp out hunger. Letter carriers will pick up the food donations and take them to food banks to provide assistance to those in need. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.